It is a joy to be with you today as we celebrate our annual Flower Communion. I especially want to welcome you if you're new to the church, if you're joining us remotely, and if you can, please say hello in the comments and let us know from where you're watching the service. If you're here in person, please join us for the social hour after the service. Either way, we invite you to fill out our online visitor form. Just go to austinuu.org, click on worship, and then click on the link to the form. We would love to get to know you just a little bit better.
And I am the Reverend Michelle LeGrave, the co-lead interim minister here, who is considerably shorter than 6 feet. Also white, with lighter colored hair and some gray, and wearing a prophetic stole. My pronouns are she, her. It is a great joy to get to be here with all of you for our annual Flower Communion celebration. Whoever you are, wherever you come from, wherever you find yourself on your life's journey, whichever your pronouns, whether you've walked in or rolled in or joined in, whomever you love, you are welcome here. You belong here. We come from a long tradition of seeing a spark of the divine in every person. It is in this tradition, this living tradition, that I invite you to greet the holy among us, either in the comments or by turning to those around you.
My name is Mary Overton. I am today's worship assistant. Now let's proceed with our chalice lighting. If you can say this with me, please. This is the flame we hold in our hearts as we strive for justice for everyone. This is the light we shine upon systems of oppression until they are no more. This is the warmth we share with one another as our struggle becomes our salvation. Our call to worship today was written by Diego Valeri. You who have an eye for miracles, regard the bud now appearing on the bare branch of the fragile young tree. It's a mere dot, a nothing. But already it's a flower, already a fruit, already its own death and resurrection.
One of the things that binds First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin together as a religious community is that we have a common religious purpose. For First UU Church of Austin, that purpose is our mission. The congregation wrote it together, we put it on our wall, and we say it together every Sunday so that we might more readily carry it in our hearts throughout the week. Let's say it together now. Together, we nourish souls, transform lives, and do justice to build the beloved community.
You belong among the wildflowers. You belong in a boat out at sea. Sail away, kill off the hours. You belong somewhere you feel free. Run away, find you a lover. Go away, let your heart be your guide. You deserve the deepest of colors. You belong in that home by and by. You belong among the wildflowers. You belong somewhere a boat out at sea. You belong with your love on your arm. You belong somewhere you feel free. Hey! heart be your guide. You deserve the deepest of colors. You belong in that home by and by.
Here we go.
You belong among the wild flowers. You belong somewhere close to me, far away from your trouble and worry. You belong somewhere you feel free. You belong somewhere you feel free.
Our reading today is Flower Communion by Lynn Unger. What a gathering! The purple tongues of iris licking out its spines of lupine, the orange crepe skirts of poppies lifting over buttercup and daisy. Who can be grim in the face of such abundance? There is nothing to compare, no need for beauty to compete. The voluptuous rhododendron and the plain grass are equally filled with themselves, equally declare the miracles of color and form. This is what community looks like, this vibrant jostle, stem by stem declaring the marvelous joining. This is the face of communion, the incarnation once more gracefully resurrected from winter. Hold these things together in your sight, purple, crimson, magenta, blue. You will be feasting on this long after the flowers are gone.
This is the time in our service when we center ourselves together. We breathe together. And breathing together, we sense one another's loving presence. Breathing in and breathing out, we follow our breath to a deeper place inside, a place of greater wisdom, a place of greater beauty, a place where a spark of the divine resides within each of us. As we quiet ourselves, let us bring to mind a flower. Imagine its shape, its color, its fragrance, its beauty. You are that flower, just as beautiful, just as unique as any other flower. Now imagine that flower in a field full of flowers. It belongs in that field just as much as any other flower. You are that flower, and that field is this congregation. You, I, we are all beautiful. We all belong. Now, as we continue to breathe together, let us enter into a time of sacred silence, all the while remembering that nowhere is the world fully silent. For the sounds of life, amen and blessed be. I invite you now to light a candle if you are so moved. Candles representing sorrow, joy, hope, remembrance, resilience, whatever it is that you need to honor during this time today. As we light these candles, I invite you to keep in your mind and heart members of our community who are ill or in sorrow, and those who are celebrating joys. Please especially hold Judy Parkin and the family and loved ones of Judy and Ed Parkin as they mourn Ed's death last Sunday. Now, let us hold the silence together throughout this meditative time.
Peace there, kiss I want it all. He's scared, cause I want. He's scared, kiss I want it all. He's scared, cause I want. All in all, the clock is slow. Six colors. Pictures all in a row of a merry-go-round. He's there, kiss I want it all. I want. He's there, kiss I want it all. He's scared, cause I want. All in all, the clock is slow. Six color pictures all in a row of a marigold. I want it all. He's scared, cause I want. He's there, kiss I want it all. He's there, cause I want. All in all, the clock is slow. Six color pictures all in a row of a marigold.
And now let us light one last candle for all those for whom there is no one to light a candle.
On this Sunday, 101 years ago, Reverend Norbert Chopik, the minister of the Prague Liberal Religious Fellowship, a Unitarian church, created what has become our flower communion. Reverend Chopik needed a symbolic ritual that would bind people together as they faced the impending threats from Nazism in neighboring Germany. Chopik turned to the beauty of the surrounding countryside and created a communion where congregants would bring flowers from their gardens, fields, or just the roadside and share them with one another, symbolizing that just as no two flowers are exactly alike, so each of us has an inherent and unique beauty. Well, Chopik's wife, Maha, also an ordained minister, came to the United States in 1940 and introduced this ritual to the U.S. Unitarians while she was here. Unfortunately, she was not able to return to Prague at the time because World War II broke out. It was only after the war that she learned that the Nazis had sent Chopik to a concentration camp. Even in the concentration camp, though, he held a flower ceremony with his fellow prisoners using whatever flowering weeds they could find, testifying to a love larger than themselves and that would outlive them. It's a ritual we still practice today, a ritual that still symbolizes both the unique, sacred beauty of each of us and the even greater beauty we create when we share that sacred uniqueness with one another.
Like Karina, who carried her family's history within her corona, we UUs also carry our history within our shared living tradition, our shared faith life, and our shared flower communion. You've heard the story of Norbert Chopik. You may have been here to see the film about the Sharps War. You know that some of our own UU ancestors were lost in the concentration camps. There's one story you may not have heard of a wonderful short, older, disabled woman when I met her. Her name was the Reverend Dr. Liz Strong. She was a minister of religious education and was well known in the Massachusetts area where I was working at the time. She was actually a mentor of sorts of mine. My first job in a church was not actually as a minister. I was an interim director of religious education, and Liz Strong was one of the people who mentored and consulted with me as I got a brand new religious education program going in the oldest congregation in Boston. So I know that we might think that things are old in Texas sometimes. But when I say the oldest, I mean they formed in 1630. So there was a lot of history that had been carried through that congregation and into the present. And she was a huge help, a huge strength, a wonderful religious educator, a wonderful minister. And so I want to begin our flower communion today with some words of hers. This piece is called Travelers Upon the Earth, and it is the invitation to enter into the communion of flowers and to do so with joyful hearts, carrying that history with us. Enter into the communion of flowers with joyful hearts. Enter with reverent thoughts. It has taken long months beneath cold ground for these flowers to prepare their blooming. It has taken each of us long times of growth through sorrow and joy to prepare for our living now. The blooming season is short. The flowers stay only a brief time. We are travelers upon the earth, travelers through all too brief lifetimes. Therefore, let our moments be bountiful. Let us rejoice in our unique colors, aromas, and sounds. Let us celebrate together in love, that as we travel away, we take with us the memory of golden hours together among the flowers. Let us commune together.
All blessings upon the blooming we have shared today, all blessings upon each of you. I bring this rose for the folks who have joined us online. We hope you will go outside and enjoy some flowers today. And I invite those in Housen Hall, if you did not get a flower, to come in after the service and get a flower.
Please join me in saying the words as we have extinguished our chalice. We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we hold in our hearts until we are together again.
As we go out into our world now, let us continue to share our unique gifts.
May we flourish and flower in communion with one another and all that is.
May we bring one another and our world delight.
May the congregation say, Amen.
Amen.
And blessed be.
Go in peace.
This is a production of the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin. For more information, go to our website at austinuu.org.